Number 13. When I was a child, we played on the jungle gym. It was 3 meters tall and had vertical and horizontal bars like a metal grid. I remember the first time I saw it, I was scared to climb to the top. My older brother immediately scrambled up and then hung upside down by his legs. "Are you crazy?" I thought, and ran in and out of the bars at the bottom. But as the weeks went by, I tested my courage, slowly making my way to the top. It was frightening up there, but it was thrilling too. Eventually, I would climb up just like my brother and look down at my younger sister below. Today, however, attitudes have changed. The wood and metal playgrounds are being replaced by plastic, and the hard ground has been covered with softer rubber from recycled tires. What appears to be a campaign to smooth out all sharp edges has removed any conceivable danger, and fun with it, from the playground. I understand the motivation. After all, we want to protect our children. But it only takes a few tears for a kid to recover from a small scrape or bruise. Experts seem to agree with me. They argue that the experiences children have in a playground are necessary for their emotional development. By removing tall equipment, for example, children don't get the chance to conquer their fear of heights. Moreover, by trying to make playgrounds extremely safe, children might take more dangerous risks than they would otherwise, believing themselves to be safe. In fact, there's no evidence that these safer playgrounds are any less risky than the ones from my youth. The other day, I saw construction workers replacing equipment at a local park. They let me take the old equipment home in my truck. My kids now play with it in our backyard. And though every so often one of them comes running inside crying, I know they're better off.